Peg, it's so good to see you.
Oh my goodness, I feel like it's been 2 years.
Yeah, where you been?
I went on a major trip. We went to Boston, then Martha's Vineyard. I had never been there before. And back to Boston, and then down to Baltimore for a birthday party for somebody, a big milestone birthday party, and had a blast.
Yeah. You know, when you sent me that picture over on the Cambridge side overlooking the Charles River,
yes.
I knew exactly where you were. I knew
really?
Exactly where you were, yeah.
Well, we did everything that you're supposed to do. We took the Freedom Trail. We walked all over downtown. What is that cute little street where all the shops are on? They're in the houses. They're right by the Fairmont Hotel. Do you know where that is?
Oh, sure. That's Newbury Street.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That was my joy and my happiness.
Yeah. I was one street over from Newbury. That's where I lived.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Oh, I
should
have gotten
the
address so I could see where you did live. That's a beautiful city. Everybody was so kind. And I love the accent.
Yo.
And I don't know why you don't have one.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. But I think when I have a couple of drinks, the accent comes out.
Oh, really?
I think that's
Can
what
you
happens.
Do it for me right now?
Yeah. Like I was on the plane flying back from Boston on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm closing my eyes and we haven't taken off yet. And the flight attendant says, "We're closing the forward doors. However, we can't leave until you take a seat. If you have one of them roller bag things and it's not in the overhead compartment, we're going to gate check it."
I love it.
Yeah.
And you were like, yay.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm home.
Right. And then she says, "On behalf of this Boston-based crew, welcome. We're going to Salt Lake City."
Well, I'll tell you, the Boston people were great. I love the accent. The food was amazing. We went to, Oleana's. Have you ever been there?
Of course, yeah.
A number 9 park.
Yeah.
Great. And I don't think my husband will ever eat another lobster roll. I swear to you, he must have had in that probably 10-day span of time. He might have had 62 lobster rolls, I'm thinking. Somewhere right around there.
Yeah, there's two things that, well, the Boston people are passionate about their lobster rolls, so they talk about where they come from and where the best one is and everything. And they're very passionate about their pastry. You either go to Modern Pastry or you go to the place across the street at the Paradise. No, I forget the name of it, but on Hanover Street where the North End is, where the Italian district is.
And Martha's Vineyard, have you ever been there?
Yes, I have.
Oh, my goodness. It was beautiful. We stayed at a place that looked like a Kennedy compound. You know, it was absolutely gorgeous. And the beaches were beautiful. And Edgartown was fabulous. And, love the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And then on the 4th of July, we were on the Inner Harbor at Baltimore, which was pretty darn cool. And
perfect.
Watching the fireworks, you know, off into the bay.
Did you go to a Sox game or an Orioles game?
No, I know my husband wanted to go, but they weren't playing.
Yeah.
So he looked, believe me.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, why don't we talk about what's on the show today?
Well, let's do that. Yeah. We have got some folks from West Side Story. Christy Dillaway is here from the Egyptian Theater, and West Side Story is still in the theater, and I really want to go check this out tomorrow night. Christy Dillaway is here to talk about that, and also we are going to be hearing a singer who is in the show. Bonnie Romney is going to be performing a song. And then Friends of Animals, what do we have there?
Well, Friends of Animals and Faberbia and all that sort of stuff, they are rebranding and they are renaming. The new company is Nuzzles & Company. So we're going to have Alyssa Hellerman, who's the executive assistant for Nuzzles & Company, and also Kathleen Toth, who is the executive director.
All right.
They're going to tell us all about the branding and all that stuff.
We're also going to take a look at weekend events coming up this weekend. A lot of stuff going on. And then we're going to also talk to two folks down in Monroe, Utah. They're going to tell us about the Mystic Hot Springs Music Festival. And then if we have time, we'll talk a little bit about stuff and junk, interesting stuff we have found in the news.
Whoa, I hope we have time. Because there's some crazy stuff.
Oh, really? Oh, I wanted to ask you, did you know that the Boston snow has finally melted? The huge 75-foot wall of snow. It melted, I think, yesterday or maybe earlier this week was the last of it. And they had a contest, like when was going to be the last bit of snow? And then the mayor came out and awarded the winner, you know, some kind of prize or something.
I got an official meteorologic update from one of my friends, Tommy.
Yeah.
He said to me, "JW, there's so much frickin' snow this winter." We didn't know where to put it. It was everywhere.
Yeah. So they just piled it up in some lot somewhere.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Well, speaking of weather, it is currently 65 degrees outside the Sweet Alley Studios. We'll have a high of 79 today, and in Heber, 88. There's a 30% chance of scattered showers and thundershowers after the noon hour. It's going to blow a little bit. It's going to be about 11 to 17 miles an hour out of the south. Saturday, 50% chance of thunder showers and a high of 71. It's kind of cool for Park City.
I like that. That's
nice.
Yeah,
and a high of 79 in Heber and Heber Valley. And then on Sunday, there will be a 30% chance of precipitation in the afternoon, a high in Park City of 73 and a high of 77 in Heber and Heber Valley.
All right. Well, when we come back, we are going to be talking with Christy Dillaway from the Egyptian Theater, and a song will be sung by Bonnie Romney, who is in that show. That's coming up on KPCW.
And this is The Morning Mix. We shall be right back.
This is Larry Warren, and next on Mountain Money, a Heber Valley restaurant with a big Park City following is expanding to Park City. We'll also talk about corporate and incentive travel, and author Jay Samet with the top business book called Disrupt You, about how to thrive in the era of disruptive, game-changing business. Join guest host Tim Henney and me Monday at 9 after NPR News, brought to you by Mountain West Bank, the Park City Chamber Bureau, and Jones Waldo Holbrook and McDonough.
Hi, this is Jennifer Lippman, Development Director with the Utah Olympic Legacy Foundation. Join our new membership program and support the dreams of Park City's aspiring athletes. Annual memberships offer unlimited access to the park's alpine slide, zip lines, adventure courses, Flying Ace All-Stars freestyle show, and much more. Memberships available online at utaholympiclegacy.org. Utah Olympic Park is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing sport and recreation opportunities and a proud KPCW supporter.
This is Kelly Miller with Assemble Park City, a proud KPCW underwriter. Assemble offers a co-working space that provides a modern collaborative space for you to do your work on the web at assembleparkcity.com.
With Peg and JW.
Yes, and we are on a Friday morning. Can't wait to go check out a show that is still playing at the Egyptian Theater. Christy Dillaway from the Egyptian Theater is here. West Side Story on stage. It's been here for a couple of weeks. However, it is slowly coming to an end. So you really need to get your tickets and check it out before it leaves town. How are you, Christy?
I'm great. And you think that it's here, but we only have 7 shows left.
Oh. I know.
Yeah, so we've had 2 full weekends, so that's 8 days, and then last night, so 9 shows, and they've been, if not fully sold out, like practically sold out. So I would encourage people to get their tickets because
the reviews are very positive.
The reviews are fantastic.
Yeah.
And people are saying, like, I see a lot of shows at the Egyptian, but that's the best show I've seen. Mm-hmm. So fantastic dancing, fantastic singing. I mean, it's a great story anyway. It's a great musical anyway, and the music in it is so remarkable. A lot of people say it's their favorite musical, and this is a great production. So
tell us who put together the production. Is this a group that does this?
Or? Yeah, we've been working with the Ziegfeld Theater Company from Ogden, and so they've already done this run up in Ogden, and then they bring it to our stage. We have similar stage setups, similar size. And so we've been working with them. They did Shrek and The Producers and a couple other shows that they've done Fiddler on the Roof, which also sold out all through March.
Oh.
So we've got a great collaboration with them that's working out for all of us.
Yeah, and Leonard Bernstein just did such an incredible job with the music. And I was in New York when it was doing its run. I was just a kid, and I just wish I could have seen that original cast. I mean, it was just incredible.
Oh, I was sure you were going to have a story about how you got on a bus when you were 15.
No.
And I was sure there was a JW story coming there.
No.
You're
so
good on a bus with a suitcase,
yeah.
This little hat.
Yeah, somebody give me a break. I can use a knife. I can be a jet, maybe not a shark.
It seems like such a big production, like with a lot of actors and actresses, and it's amazing to me that you can fit all those people on stage.
We go vertical.
Oh, you go vertical? Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, set is it's a cityscape, so
okay.
It makes sense to be vertical.
So you've got
staircases, there's the fire escape, and stuff like that. So that all works in, but Yeah.
So how are ticket sales for this weekend? Because I really want to go tomorrow night.
There are still good seats available for this weekend, for tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. And it's at 8 o'clock on, well, throughout the rest. It's at 8 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, Saturdays, and 6 o'clock on Sundays. Yeah, which we always do. And the tickets are a little bit cheaper on Thursdays is a thing that we're doing throughout the whole year. So if ever we have a Thursday show or a Wednesday show, they're a little bit reduced.
And will next Saturday be your final show?
Next Sunday.
Next Sunday.
So we have a couple of days. Tell us about the players in the production.
Well, I would refer that to our vocalist.
Oh, our vocalist, Bonnie Rahmi is here. She is in the production. Tell us about some of the actors and actresses that are on stage with you, Bonnie.
Absolutely. We have a lot of talent on the stage. We have people with varied experience, people who've done a lot of professional theater, professional dancers. And you're going to hear some amazing music and just see some beautiful dancing if you come to this production.
And tell us a little bit about your part in the play.
Sure. So I play Anybody's, who is a jet wannabe. She's a girl. She doesn't really belong. And she kind of holds a unique place in the production in that everyone's divided into jets or sharks, but she's kind of a little bit in the middle till the end of the production, where she sort of earns her jet moniker and she's allowed to be part of the gang. So it's an interesting role in that regard.
And you're a good finger clicker?
I am, yeah. We have a lot of snapping experience in the show. And, you know, you might be surprised how hard it is sometimes to snap on beat together.
Of course, of course. Yeah. We were practicing in the green room, and you're really good at it.
Thank you.
Yeah. I didn't know you were weak in that area, John. I'm so sorry. I mean, I don't know whether there's anything surgically you can do, but
I'm very strong left, but I have a very weak
when
right.
When does one really get to test their snap ability?
When you're making believe you're a jet or a shark.
Right, and that's pretty much it, because I don't know when else it would come up.
Well, if you make believe you're Frank Sinatra, he used to click a lot.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, there's some good
make-believes. He used to have people killed, too.
With a snap of a finger.
Yes,
just
exactly.
Like that.
Yeah. He's out. Yeah. All right. Well, should we hear Bonnie right now? Bonnie is going to be singing for us. Does that sound good to you, John?
I can't wait.
Okay, let's go. This is Bonnie Rahmi. She is singing Somewhere from the West Side Story production right now at Egyptian Theater.
There's a place for us, somewhere a place for us, peace and quiet and open air wait for us somewhere. There's a time for us, someday a time for us, time together with time to spare, time to learn, time to care, someday, somewhere. There's a place for us, a time and place for us. Hold my hand and we're halfway there. Hold my hand and I'll take you there someday, somehow.
Wow. That's at 9:20 in the morning, folks.
Yeah.
A cappella. Wow.
No minus track. You need a lot of courage to sing a cappella. That's fantastic.
No kidding. That was absolutely beautiful. Yeah. Tell us about your background, Bonnie.
Absolutely. Well, I've been acting since I was young, doing a lot of work at the Hale Theaters in Utah growing up. I moved to Los Angeles and did some work there, singing at some film premieres and some fun Hollywood things. And then I moved back to Salt Lake City a few years ago and have been back in the theater scene acting for a while, and I will continue to be acting. I'll be at Pioneer Theater after this, doing Fiddler on the Roof. So.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah.
Pioneer Theater, such a cool place.
It really is. Yeah. Yeah, it's awesome. They bring in some really great shows. And your husband is an opera singer, so there must be a lot of singing in the shower at your house.
Yes, a lot. Our poor kids, they like to plug their ears a lot at home. Yeah, my husband's a counter tenor, actually, so he sings like a girl, which is really fun.
Wow. And so do you see the gift in your kids yet?
You know what? I do. They are kind of musical. It's hard as a parent. You don't want to make your kids do what you do. You know, you want to give them their freedom. But they definitely have music. They can hold pitch and rhythm, and they can pick up on songs really quickly. So,
Christy, you're going to sing a song for us now.
Sure.
Yes, Christy.
Well, I did sing little snippets in the promos that run the commercials for this show.
Really?
Yeah.
What's your favorite song in the show? What do you think it is? It's hard to say because they're all so good.
Yeah, not so much the love songs, but the, you know, the real,
oh,
the
really?
Guys, you know, the snap.
Yeah.
I like Maria, and I like One Hand, One Heart, that one. I mean, you know, you can't beat that. I'm sorry. That is so good.
Every time I call in for the Saturday Classifieds, they try to get me to sing something.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Well, but Amy will start singing at anything, so I kind of prompt her back.
Okay.
She takes up the mantle there.
Well, again, you can get tickets. Tell us where people can get tickets if they want to check it out.
ParkCityShows.com. It's always the best place, and you can pick your seats. Or the box office is open from 11 to 6 at 328 Main, if you don't know where we are. We're that iconic theater right on Main Street.
Yep.
Or 649-9371.
There is not a bad seat in that house.
There is not. There is not.
No, there isn't. So. Yeah. Yeah,
well, thanks for joining
tickets.
Us, Christy Dillaway, who is the Director of Marketing Extraordinaire, and also Bonnie Romney, who plays anybody's as a jet wannabe in the production West Side Story. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend. Peg and I will both, Peg, you'll be there tomorrow. I'm going to try to get there Sunday.
Yeah, definitely.
But we shall return right after this tune, Tom Jones. She is a lady, and you're listening to The Morning Mix on KPCW. Stay tuned.
Well, she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. About that little lady, and the lady is mine. But she's never in the way, always something nice to say. What a blessing! I can leave her on her own, knowing she's okay alone, and there's no messing. She's a
CW. Peg, what a voice on that woman.
I know. I'm so excited to see that show. I'm glad that they had such a long run because it gives a chance for everybody to go check it out. So tomorrow night's my night. Yours is Sunday night.
Right.
And then we've got a whole week after that that you can go check it out. Right now we have in the studio a couple of animal lovers. Kathleen Toth, Executive Director of Friends of Animals?
I'm the President of the Board.
President of the Board. And we also have Alyssa Hellerman. And you are assistant?
Yeah, the administrative assistant, yeah.
Okay. So, Friends of Animals, you're going through a rebranding process. Tell us about it.
Well, we're really excited about our new name and our new message and our new brand. We just rolled it out last week, and we've received many positive comments. A lot of people are really resonating with the new name and love the nuzzle part of the name because so many people who have pets, a cat or a dog, know exactly what we're talking about when you come home and your pet crawls up into your lap and gives you that nuzzle and all of the day's worries and stresses sort of melt away. So we really loved that part of our name. We think it's really warm and talks a lot about, in just one word, what it means to have a pet at home. And then the and co part of our name is the collective movement, the collection of people, the community that come together to save animals. And it really does take an entire town, an entire village of really people who care about animals. It's the people who make the phone call to us, our volunteers, our staff, certainly our donors. We're 100% nonprofit. We rely solely on donations. And so those are the people who are the and co in our name. So it's a little different. We loved it because it does embrace the community that helps us save these lives.
And there were a lot of people that didn't know that Ferberbia was a rescue operation. They thought it was a retail store. So this sort of gets it under one umbrella. You can really tell your story in a better way.
Yes. And our adoption center, which is now the Nuzzles & Co. Adoption Center, really is focused on rescue and adoption and telling our story so that people who come in know that they're rescuing animals. I mean, you want that feeling of, I just did something great. Not only did I take home this beautiful new dog or this beautiful cat, but I've rescued an animal and made room for more. So we didn't want our folks to miss out on that experience as well. And there was some confusion about that, as well as the fact that Ferberbia was part of Friends of Animals. And Alyssa has a funny story about that.
Well, as the administrative assistant, I'm based out at our rescue ranch in Browns Canyon, but I also kind of float to the adoption center whenever we need to. And I've actually had people that were surprised to see me at both places because they thought it was two different organizations.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so there was a lot of confusion going on.
Yeah, I've had people that come in and say, oh, we've adopted from Friends of Animals, but never Ferberbia. There's just, So I've seen bouncing between the two places, I've seen the confusion firsthand. So
is it a statewide organization? I mean, or is it just really based here in Park City?
Well, we started 25 years ago as Summit County Friends of Animals. Then we changed our name to Friends of Animals Utah because our scope and our mission was broader than just Summit County. Now, our priority is Summit County. So we partner with the Summit County Shelter and rescue animals from Summit County. But, the generosity of this community and the support of this community has allowed us to even go farther than Summit County. So we've broadened our reach. Recently, we've been going to the Navajo Reservation in Southern Utah, which, the resources there for caring for animals are nearly zero. Mm. And so there are a lot of pregnant mothers, nursing mothers, dogs and cats on the streets, abandoned litters. And we've been bringing them back to our rescue ranch, fixing them up. We have a medical clinic right on site. And we bathe them, deworm them, take the ticks off, get them spayed and neutered, and then we take them to the adoption center. And, people are just clamoring for these animals because they are very independent and bright, and they make great hiking pals. So they've just been flying out of the adoption center. So, that's one success story. And, our new tagline is Where Love Wins. And so we really look at this as our mission is taking this kind of love and commitment into all parts of the community here as well as other communities that just don't have the resources to care for their animals. And so, you know, we love our tagline. It's the center of what we do, and it truly is. You know, love doesn't always win, but here it does. And so we've been as far away as southern Utah and then more rural and outlying areas. Tooele, for example, which is kind of a sad little windowless shelter, and you know, they get in trouble with, they don't have a lot of room, and when they're at capacity, animals are euthanized. Mm-hmm. And we try and relieve that pressure from those kinds of shelters so that we can save lives. So we'll pull from Uinta and Roosevelt and Tooele as well. So really, the answer to your question is yes, we have broadened our scope. We're all over Utah and saving animals in some of the most remote areas.
And at the outlet mall, will Fiberbia still be called Fiberbia, or will it be Nuzzles and Company?
So everything is now under the same banner. So we wanted to make it very clear that we do pet rescue and adoption. So our full name is Nuzzles & Co. Pet Rescue and Adoption. And when you're at the adoption center, it's the Nuzzles & Co. Adoption Center. And when you're at the ranch, it's the Nuzzles & Co. Rescue Ranch. So it's all under one banner now.
Is there a limit to how many animals that you can accommodate?
Yes, there is.
We always make room. But.
Yeah, you always try to make room, but
yes. I mean, of course. I mean, you know, we have that beautiful ranch, and if you haven't been up, please come up. One of the things that we've done with our rebrand is we've thrown open the doors to our community and said, you're the and co in this. Come see us. Come join us. So our ranch is now open to the public Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's a beautiful 16,000-square-foot facility where we house the dogs and cats. We have a free-roaming cat room, and we also have 100 acres, and on that 100 acres we have dog walking trails, a brand new agility course for our animals. We like to think that when the animals go to the adoption center, that's kind of their day job. Mm-hmm. And so when they come home to the ranch, we want them to be able to stretch their legs, chase a ball, nap on a windowsill. And so Lindsay Ortega, who is our director of operations, refers to it as the Hilton Hotels of Animal Rescue, and I think she's spot on with that. So we welcome our animals home at night and really give them a beautiful and wonderful experience at our ranch. And we also have our on-site medical clinic. But importantly, we want the community to come up and be a part of this and see what we're doing. Mm-hmm. You can bring your own dog and walk on the dog walking trails, or, you know, come walk one of ours. They're wonderful animals. They love the exercise. They love the one-on-one attention. Come sit in our cat room and just hang out and pet some cats and play with them. They love it.
Oh, I would love that.
And you can borrow a dog or a cat for an overnight if you want. Is that still the policy?
Yes, absolutely. We do sleepovers.
So if you are a listener and you are interested in trying a dog or a cat, you can go to what was the old Fiberbia at the Outlet Mall, which is now Nuzzles and Co. And you can, you know, just hang out and just watch the dogs and cats and then maybe grab one for a weekend or for an overnight. But you can also go to the website and you can see some pretty good pictures of the animals that you currently have, and then you could make a decision based on that.
Absolutely. You know, come into the adoption center and take a dog for a hike. And or a sleepover, especially over the weekend. We love it. It's great for our animals because they get that in-home experience, and it's wonderful for you to see how it would be to have an animal in the home. And one of the things I wanted to let you know as well is that this fall, we will be redoing the adoption center so that we have a free-roaming cat room, and we're also going to have a romp room for our dogs and a little mini cafe. So what we want to do again is we know this community loves animals, and if you're like me and you have four dogs and a cat, and you know you can't bring any more animals home, but you still want to be around them, we want you to come to our community center, our adoption center, and we'll have a big comfy couch, and you can sit on the couch and have a cup of coffee or a cup of tea and watch the cats play and watch the dogs romp. And really, that is part of the rebrand too, is because we think rescue animals are the best. And what we want to do is encourage people to see them in the environment that, you know, just like they'd be in your home, see them in that environment in our adoption center. They're playful, they're friendly, and once we take them to the adoption center, they're healthy, they've been medically cared for, they've received some basic obedience, and our cats have gone through the socialization program. So these are animals that are take-home couch ready. So we wanted to...
Couch ready, I love that.
We wanted to display that as well. And you know, for too long, I think people have shied away from adoption and rescue because maybe it's too sad, or I don't want to take my kids
right.
to the shelter, and they don't want to see that.
Yeah.
And we hear that a lot. So
yeah.
that's why our name is more accessible. It's warm. It's welcoming.
Yeah.
And it says Nuzzles & Co. Come on in and rescue and adopt and nuzzle. Yeah,
yeah.
And take home a pet. And so that's really part of the reason for why we did this as well.
It's an awesome Great. Idea. And if people want more information about Nuzzles & Co., where can they get that?
Well, they can go online to our shiny new website.
Oh,
it's nuzzlesandco.org. And, of course, we have a very active Instagram and Facebook site. So you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Nuzzles & Co. And we're always posting profiles of our animals, and you can kind of keep up with who's doing what. And we are also on Twitter and LinkedIn.
Okay.
Nuzzles & Co., where love wins. Kathleen Toff, who is the president of the board, and Alyssa Hellerman, who's the executive assistant. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah,
have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah. Good luck with the new name and everything that you guys are doing. Thank you so much.
We shall be back with Mystic Hot Springs right after this song. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Morning Mix on KPCW Park City.
back to the Morning Mix. It's John and Peg back together again after a very long absence, both of us. We were gone for quite some time. And on the phone with us right now is Mike Ginsburg. And there is a very cool thing going on next weekend. It is the Mystic Hot Springs Music Festival. Welcome to you, Mike.
Thank you. How are you doing?
Very good. You're calling us from Monroe, Utah?
Yes, I am.
I guess it's Monroe.
Well, it depends on where you come from.
It's Monroe. My grandma was born and raised there. So tell us about the Mystic. First of all, tell us about Mystic Hot Springs.
Well, Mystic Hot Springs is a very cool place. I've been here for about 20 years. We have camping and soaking. I've rescued a bunch of old pioneer cabins and made those into overnight lodging. We also have some really cool old hippie school buses that we also have for overnight lodging. So it's a pretty fun place. It could be a national park. It's so beautiful, but we're lucky enough to call it our home.
And you have a music festival that's being held between the 23rd of July and the 26th. Tell us about that.
Yeah, 4 days of amazing music. We have 17 bands, most of which have played here before. Some incredible, world-class acts that are national touring. We've got Animal Liberation Orchestra, NACO and Medicine for the People, the Mother Hips, Hot Buttered Rum, Random Rab, Tarka, and a whole bunch of others. It'll be a lot of music. We also have a workshop set up and some incredible food vendors and camping on site. So it's going to be a really fun event.
Well, you finally said the operative word for Peg, food.
Yeah.
I hope you have vegetarian food. I'm very picky.
Yeah, we do. We have vegetarian. We have some good American food, some Middle Eastern food. We'll have a good mix.
Okay. Tell us about these workshops.
Well, we have a whole bunch of different kinds of workshops. In the mornings, it's going to be more like yoga and meditation and movement stuff. And in the afternoon, it's going to be, a little more heady with, community outreach stuff, permaculture, fiddle and music workshops, drumming workshops, and some activism and permaculture workshops.
It sounds like a mini, what do they call that festival out in Nevada? The Burning Man.
Burning Man? Well,
maybe
it's
a little
like a mini Burning Man,
yeah.
But we're actually not into burning.
Okay, good.
We think that the planet is at a place where burning for entertainment is a thing of the past.
Okay.
And so we want to protect the planet. We want to promote sustainability, and that's where the permaculture comes in.
And you don't have to be a former hippie to go, right?
No. I think there's hippies being born all the time. So it's more of a state of mind, I think, than what is typically associated with hippies,
Yeah.
And for our listeners who are considering going out somewhere between the 23rd...
What's that? I can't hear John.
For our listeners who are considering going out for the 23rd through the 26th to stop by, where is the venue in Monroe?
Well, it's right here at the Hot Springs in Monroe. So we have, a cool new stage that we're building. I was able to actually rescue a... there was a teardown up there in Park City, and it was a $3 million house that got bulldozed, and I was able to save the driveway part of it, where you came in. It was like a carport, and it's a beautiful big timber frame structure that I've put over the stage, and so that's going to be our main stage, and we have a couple other stages as well. And the property is about 120 acres, so there's lots of room for all kinds of people and stuff to have its spot.
Mike Ginsburg, thanks for joining us this morning. This is the Mystic Hot Springs Music Festival, July 23rd through the 26th. Thanks, and best of luck with your festival.
Well, thanks, and we'll hope to see you guys down here.
It sounds awesome, Mike. Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Well, we are going to go to a couple of underwriters. When we return, we're going to be going through weekend events, so stay tuned. You're listening to The Morning Mix.
Hey, this is Nick Spitzer. Join me here on 91.9 KPCW for American Roots, our weekly two-hour music program from New Orleans. We bring you a wide range of American music, Sunday mornings at 11 a.m., supported by Donna Van Buren and Greater Park City Properties. American Roots, only in Park City, only on KPCW.
Hi, I'm Matt from San Francisco Design, longtime supporter of KPCW. We provide a mix of contemporary and mountain modern home furnishings for a unique Park City lifestyle. Our showrooms are in Park City and Salt Lake and offer complete design services. We are on the web at sanfrandesign.com. San Francisco Design, love your home.
You can still be a part of the Park City School District's future by attending the last Master Planning Public Forum on Tuesday, July 21st at 6 p.m. at the Park City High School Lecture Hall. This is your chance to learn about grade realignment, new schools, traffic, and overall campus layouts. Information at masterplanning.pcschools.us or 615-0225. PCSD is a nonprofit organization and a KPCW supporter.
Hey, you are listening to The Morning Mix with John and Peg this morning, and it is a weekend, so I suppose we should take a look at weekend events. It's Camas Fiesta Days in Camas starting this weekend through the 24th, so it's quite a few days. Activities include a kids parade, horse shows, live theater, fireworks, and more. For more information on all the activities, you can go to camascity.net.
When you're a jet all the way from your first cigarette to your last dying day. West Side Story at the Egyptian Theater now through Sunday, July 26. Go to parkcityshows.com for more ticket information.
Recycle Utah presents its fourth annual Uncorked Concert, and that is tonight from 5 to 10 p.m. Admission is $5. For more information, you can go to recycleutah.org.
And the Deer Valley Music Festival presents Disney's Fantasia live in concert with the Utah Symphony. That is tonight at 7:30. And I would just add just a little piece to that. It is the 60th birthday of Disneyland.
I know. You know what I'm going to post on? My sisters went to Disneyland the week after it opened up, which was yesterday.
Yeah.
And they have a picture with Walt Disney, if you can imagine.
Oh, man.
And there's a sign behind them that says wet paint. I mean, it is the most amazing photo. I was not born yet, so
I got to see
cool.
That. I got
to
see
and
that.
And I'm going to Fantasia tonight, and I'm very excited about that. Mountain Town Music presents singer-songwriter Ralph Morrison at Miners Park on Main. That's at 1:30 tomorrow, and 3:30, it is the Littlest Birds. Concerts are free, and they're open to the public.
And Peg and anyone else that's going to the concert or any other outdoor concert tonight, there is a 30% chance of precipitation.
Okay.
So if you can bring a poncho can bring something to keep yourself dry.
Good idea.
Where are we? I forget.
We are the Tomorrow Night Experience,
the legendary music of the Beatles, performed live by Utah Symphony in the Classical Mystery Tour. Show starts at 7:30. Reserve section seating might be sold out or close to it, but go to DeerValleyMusicFestival.org to figure out what's happening with tickets.
And last but not least, in Park City, we've got the Park City Market. It opens up at 10 a.m. on Sunday on Park City's historic Main Street.
If you go down the hill tonight, Bruce Hornsby and the Noisemakers take the stage at the Ed Kenley Amphitheater.
The fifth annual Peruvian Festival is taking place at the Salt Lake City Library downtown. It's pretty much all day today and tomorrow.
And the Urban Arts Festival also Saturday at the Gateway. Admission is free.
Salt Lake Bees are taking on the Reno Aces this coming weekend at Smith's Ballpark. Three games in a row. You can go to their website and check out tickets.
And on Sunday, Sweet Harmony Soul, featuring Mavis Staples and Pat Griffin. They perform at Red Butte.
Mavis Staples and Patty Griffin. I don't mean to correct you on the air.
No, that's okay. I have trouble with all these things.
Sorry about that.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Hey, you know what we're going to do right now? We're going to go to Hornsby, since he's playing down the hill today.
Yeah.
And we're going to listen to Harbor Lights. And when we return, we will have Stuff and Junk. Everybody stay tuned. This is KPCW Park City. You're listening to The Morning Mix.
Thank you. close your eyes and slip away to the dream of your fancy. Close your eyes and float downstream to where the marsh grass dances. Take you down where the air is thick, like to make you shake and shiver. Make you see there will be no tricks. There will be no tricks tonight. There will be some tricks tonight. We could go down to the Harbor Lights, lay out on the sand on the shore. Let me take you down to the docks at night. Whatever you do, I do more. Let your mind flow freely. Take some time and forget about the time. You may find a little feeling. I can see you shining in sweat. Like to make you shake and shiver. We could feel the air so.
KPCW's Morning Mix with Peg and JW.
Yeah, Bruce Hornsby was performing with the Grateful Dead during their last show in Chicago. He reminds me a lot of Jerry Garcia, but on the piano.
Oh, for sure.
You know? Hey, yesterday the nominations for the 67th Primetime Emmy Awards were announced. I don't watch TV hardly at all. Here are the shows for the Outstanding Drama Series. I want to know if you've watched any of these. Better Call Saul, which is a Breaking Bad, you know. You've never seen it?
I never saw Breaking Bad.
Game of
Bad
Thrones,
either.
That was huge.
Oh, yeah.
Downton Abbey on PBS, I have watched that. Homeland, House of Cards, my all-time favorite. Mad Men, and Orange is the New Black.
Ooh.
Any of those that scream to you, that say yay?
I saw Mad Men in the early days, but I fell out of it the last couple of years.
Outstanding Comedy Series, Louie, Modern Family, Park and Recreation, Silicon Valley, Transparent, The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, and Veep. And I wish that Grace and Frankie, with Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin, have been nominated. I'm telling you, it is the funniest show I've ever seen, but it was not nominated for an Emmy Award. And wow, they're going to be coming up in a couple of months.
Hey, speaking of nominations, KPCW yet again has been nominated as the top five non-commercial radio stations.
Woo-hoo!
In the entire country. Oh. For overall excellence in broadcasting. Second year in a row. We will find out, I believe, in late September if we get the nod. We didn't get it last year, but we could get the number one spot.
And, well, it's cool to be nominated anyway,
and
as
it's,
I always
it's,
say.
It's the Marconis, which is just incredible.
Radio's top honor, for sure.
Yeah.
Adult coloring books. Have you ever thought about coloring again? When was the last time you did that?
Oh, I doodle and color all the time.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Well, it is really becoming very, very popular. As a matter of fact, according to publishers, adult coloring books, and this is not like, you know, racy X-rated coloring books. These are just for adults.
Sure.
Like they paint, they color mandalas and, you know, fairy pictures and that kind of stuff. They cannot keep these on store shelves. They say it's really good for concentration and relaxation. May want to pick it up. Yeah.
Hey, here's a driverless update on from Google. They have nearly 2 million miles on their test vehicles. They add about 10,000 new miles of data each week. On July 1st, a motorist smashed into the back of one of these driverless cars. And this is the 14th time that the Google's fleet has been in an accident. Every single time, it has been not the Google car, but it has been... And Lynn and I just did a show on distraction and texting while driving. It's really dangerous, but there's a lot of distracted drivers out there.
I'll say it's very scary.
Yeah.
What is the most awful sound in the world?
Whoa.
What's the most awful sound?
I think when a car is screeching and you're afraid it's going to hit a kid.
Yeah.
You hear
maybe,
in the background of
a screeching noise.
Yeah.
They say the sound of a human screaming is the worst sound in the world.
Really?
Yeah, and it actually triggers something in our brains, in our fear circuitry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's meant to scare us. And a baby crying is you know, really screaming and wailing. That's probably the absolute worst sound in the world. This is according to scientific research, folks.
Okay. Yeah. All right. In 2010, an app was launched, and it was called Gas Buddy. So it's just crossed the 50 million download threshold this week. Gas Buddy uses the GPS location of your smartphone to find prices for local gas stations based on a crowdfunding type algorithm. The app lists over 1 billion gas prices reported in 550 metro areas throughout the United States and Canada.
That's amazing. We need to think of an app, John.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that costs, and we'll make a million. We'll make a fortune.
Hey, I've just noticed we're running out of time. We're going to be back right after these messages.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by Hideout Canyon, Master Plan Community on the Lake, info at hideoutcanyon.com, Long Reimer Weiniger Beppler, Estate Planning, Family Law, lrw-law.com, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.
We'd like to thank our sponsors for this morning's edition of Morning Mix, the Utah Olympic Park, Squatters and Wasatch Brew Pub, Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Utah Properties, and San Francisco Designs.
And you're listening to KPCW Park City. This is the Morning Mix. Join us next week. NPR News is next.